Last episode was all about chilling, relaxing, napping, and so this episode I'd like to continue in that general direction and talk about an application that's just plain and simple fun, but with a practical edge to it. And come on, don't we all have some features or an application on our system that's just there to impress other people, mainly Windows users, and then they go like, "Nah," and change the subject to something else, less envying. Welcome to the 13th episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, OmniDazzle. Keep listening to this episode because we'll be giving away one serial number for this application. Keep in mind also that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window or on your iPod screen. If there is something to link to, you can click it there as well. You'll have to excuse me because I had a very, very rough weekend and you will probably hear that in my voice. A quick note about the application that I reviewed in the very first episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, and that is called Wallet. The developer of Wallet has now a new version of it, that's 2.6, and you might remember that I had a developer tip then, saying that it would be really cool if you could add a custom icon to the groups in that application. And the developer said, okay, I'll go and check if that's a possibility. And yes, indeed, Wallet 2.6, custom icons in the exact way as I described, you know, like the iChat kind of way. When you add an image, you can, with the slider, you can make it bigger or smaller in that manner. So that's really cool. I wonder if there are a lot of developers who are going to add or change features of their application based on my developer tips. Yes, perhaps. Okay, let's get on with the review. What is OmniDazzle? OmniDazzle is a set of visual effects for your screen and mouse pointer. You can highlight areas of the screen during a demonstration, prepare screenshots, keep track of your cursor on a big display, draw pictures on the screen. You name it, you can do it. But let's be fair here. I just use it to impress people. It has some really cool features, but that's for later in the episode. Current version is 1.0.1, and there is a full version, version 1, but there is also a beta version, and that's the 1.0.1 beta, and you can get it at omnigroup.com. Now, as I mentioned before, I don't really use this in a very practical way. Why? Well, I don't do a lot of, let's say, presentations. And one of the main features of this, one of the main practical features of this application would be for presentations. So I just use it to go like, hey, check out what I got here, and then I show it to someone. Okay, the review. OmniDazzle is a very cool, nifty interface. The top side of the window is a sort of 3D stack of images where you can browse through. If you click it, that image becomes, in a cool animation, the frontmost image, and it's a little movie then that shows you the specific function of that mouse cursor effect, kind of call it. Yep. Underneath of that, you have a little bar where you can choose two tabs, Info or Configuration. If you click Info, you get a little text telling you what the effect is and an explanation of what shortcut or what movement or what key you have to press to get that animation going. The Configuration tab allows you to change the config of that specific animation. Now, let's browse through these animations, because I know it's a little bit cryptic talking about animations around cursors and what is he talking about. Well, let's head over to the first one. The first one is called Bullseye. Now, what does this do? If you click the activation configuration, meaning that can be a key or a specific mouse button or a specific shaking of your cursor, and that activates a bullseye. So your cursor changes into a big bullseye with you know, the white and blue, the white and the red rings, and you move your cursor around on the screen, and it's like this big bullseye. You can, of course, change the settings of this. You can change the colors, the ring size, the number of rings. You can change, and this is for all, I'm not going to repeat this part, but for each and any of these animations, you have settings. You can change the keys that will be used to activate that setting or change the setting. You can use buttons or you can use a mouse motion, meaning, for example, if you shake three times with your mouse, then the bullseye gets active. So in practice, you would open up, for example, some sort of presentation, and you wiggle your mouse two or three times, and then boom, you get the bullseye, so you can point specific things with that bullseye, for example. Okay, next one, comic. Now, this is really cool. I don't know if many of you know comic book. If you don't, I should review it. I don't know if it's a bit too big for Neat Little Mac Apps, but I should. And if I don't review it, go check it out. Comic book, I think it's called. Now, the cool feature about comic book was that you can use those big stars with letters in it. For example, when two superheroes go into a clash, you always see those big stars going like pow, bizarre, bang, dang, crap, well, whatever. Anyway, it's that kind of effect. So depending on the key you hit, you can choose specific settings. You can have pow, zot, ran, fold, and each time it will generate a star on your screen with that letter in it, and you can choose the shadow for it, and you can change the blurriness of the shadow behind that star. So that's kind of a cool feature also, I think. The next effect is called cutout, and this is really cool if you're giving a presentation and you want people to pay a little bit more attention to specific parts of the screen. Cutout allows you to create a section of the screen and dim everything else. It really is cool for drawing the audience's attention to a specific part of the screen. You can draw circles, ellipses, rectangles, and you can even enlarge it. It's like, I don't know if you know what meta balls are, but it's like a gooey substance so that it can be enlarged and made smaller again also. Really cool, cut out. Next feature, flashlight. Well, this is a kind of obvious, so you can use the shortcut again that you can configure, and then your mouse cursor changes in a flashlight, so everything of the screen goes dark. And only the place where you're shining your flashlight, you can see what's behind it. So that's a really cool thing also. Next effect is the focal point. Now, this is really cool. It really is hard to know for people most of the time to follow if you're typing things in on the screen. And focal point allows you to highlight the highlight the fields where you're typing something in. It's a bit the same like the previous one called cutout. It looks a bit the same, but it's automatically focusing on the things where you're inputting something. Really cool. Next one, and this is kind of goofy, is called footprints. Don't ask me what to use is the practical use, but what it does actually is everywhere where your cursor is moving over the screen, it will leave behind footprints who fade away slowly afterwards. And it really is cool. You can choose different footsteps, for example, dog feet, duck feet, high heels, human feet, a mouse feet, or a peg leg. And you can choose if both the left and the right feet should be visible, how big the feet should be. You even, and this is cool, I'll try if I can give you a sample, but you can also hear the feet moving on the screen, and that's really cool also. Next one, pixie dust. Now this is my favorite, yay! Imagine that you have a little wand where all kind of sparkly, pixely, dusty things fly from it. Well, you can change your mouse into something like that. The name says itself. When you use the mouse, it sprinkles pixie dust on your screen. You can change the size of the pixie dust, the colors, the amount, and you can sparkle your screen full with pixie dust. Really cool. Scribble. Scribble is the next one, and it's a very cool feature also. What it does actually is allows you to, well, scribble on your screen. You have multiple colors, you have multiple pens, so what you can do is really kind of, well, use your screen as a chalkboard, actually. So you can, for example, take the red pen and go like, oh, I don't like this and this and this on our new corporate site design. And then you take the green pen and you go, I do like this and this and this, and we should change it to this. Okay, well, no, well, it's cool, I think. Sonar. I don't know what the... I think this is my least favorite. I don't really see any use in it. What it does actually is make an overlay over your screen. It turns it into one big sonar screen with the thing going round and round. You know how a sonar is. And each time it passes your mouse, it gives that little blimp. So, if someone knows what the use could be of that, let me know. Waves. Waves is a little bit of, don't also see the use in this one, but it really looks cool. You know, when you drop a widget on your screen, then the screen goes like, like the wavy thing. Well, this is the exact same thing where you click, or when you use the specific mouse button or keystroke that you defined for this effect, then the screen will start rippling on the place where your mouse is located at that time. And the last one is called Zoom. Now, this is quite clear also. You just draw, you hit the activate button, you draw the rectangle, and then that piece that you selected on the screen will pop out. Now, this is really cool also. I'm going to take the same example. You're displaying again your corporate website, and you want to pull a specific detail out of it and enlarge it and show it to the audience, then you just click the function key, you draw a rectangle, and it zooms that specific thing out so everyone can see how it really looks like. Very cool. So those are the effects. I know that there aren't a lot of them, but I can imagine knowing Omnigroup and the way that they update their products, that a lot more features will become available. It really is a cool, nifty app to impress people and to do presentations with. So go check it out. Omnidazzle. Tips to the developer. I don't actually have any tips. The only tip I would have is get some more effects. I want more effects. I kind of like this application, and I can imagine that there are tons of effects more that you could add, and I don't see that it would be a very big issue to program that. I mean, if you can program the effects that I just reviewed now, you can throw in 10 more effects easily, or a bit more. Well, perhaps it would be cool if you could add your own footprints to that footprint action. Well, never mind. I don't really have a lot of comments, so really good app. Thanks, Omnigroup. And that brings me to the contest section of this podcast. Ooh, this is going to be a long one. Okay, first, the kit contest. Keep it together contest from a couple of weeks ago. I give up. You're all lazy bums. Yes, you are. I mean, I just ask for some pictures. And what do I get? One entry. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop that picture thingy contest piece. The winner for the kit license, and he will be receiving it very soon, is... now, this is going to be a tough one. Wait a minute. Is Holland Painen from Finland. So that explains why I can't really say the name. Anyway, you'll be getting a serial number, and for the other serial numbers that are still left, you can send a mail to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and in that mail you just let me know a good idea for a kind of contest. I want to make the contests a little more interactive, but not too difficult, so you don't have to get out of your lazy chair. But so you just send me a mail, and you say in that mail, oh, you could do this or this or this for a contest, and then I can choose and try to do another different kind of contest. So that's for the kit license. And that brings me to the Omni Dazzle license. I have one license that you can win. And all you have to do is also send me a mail to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com and tell me how you would be using this app. So that means you would have to download the demo and check it out and then figure out bright ideas how you would be using this application. And that brings me to just mentioning the winners of the Pizzizz contest of last week. And I can say that the number of people who joined that contest was really amazing. Got a ton of submissions. Really cool. Really a lot of feedback. All nice people, by the way. Thanks for all the positive comments on the podcast. And here are the winners of a Pizzizz license. First winner, Marianne Gary. From, I think, New Zealand. So hello there, down under. Then we have Ian Trump, Bruno Van Dam, Cameron Williams, and Lander Benoit. That last one, I'm pretty sure, is Belgian or Frenchman. Lander Benoit. So, Marianne Gary, Ian Trump, Bruno Van Damme, Cameron Williams, and Lander Benoit, congratulations with your Pizzizz license. I don't expect a lot of email back from them because they'll probably all tucking away in their bed or at their desk having a good nap. But, well, never mind. That's the idea of the program. Congratulations with your Pizzizz serial number. Now, for the people who haven't won a Pizzizz license, you can still go and buy a license for half the price. Yes, you heard me correct. The people of Pizzizz.com gave me the opportunity to present you a promo code to cut the price in two. And the promo code is NLMAZIZZ. So NLMAZIZZ. And you can go to Pizzizz.com, use that promo code, and you get Pizzizz for half the price. And that brings me to the end of this episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. Once again, I want to thank each and any one of you out there who listened to this podcast. Thanks for all the tons of feedback also that I'm getting. It really is important for me to get a little bit of feedback of you guys, just so that I know that I'm really going in the right direction. And from the mails that I'm getting right now, I noticed that really a lot of you people like the podcast, like the way that I review the applications. And a lot of you also go and check out the applications and end up buying them or getting a license from this podcast, of course. So be sure to tell it to all your friends, family, pets, whatever, that this is a great podcast. Send them over. If you want to leave some feedback for this podcast, you can do that at the site. There is a feedback form there, or you can just mail it to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you're a developer and you want to get a little bit more attention to your software, you can also leave me a mail at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. I'll check it out and perhaps I'll review it on the podcast. If you want to support this show, you can do that in a lot of ways. You can, first of all, tell people about this podcast, but you can also head over to the site where you can download the press kit, and then you can become, for a really small amount, you can become a sponsor or a donator for one episode, just like the people of Pizzizz did, for example, last week. What you also can do is just head over to the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop, where you can buy t-shirts and hats and stuff like that with the Neat Little Mac App logo. You probably know it already, but of course the theme song is brought to you by Dark Horse, a British band, and the track name is called Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Okay, people, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.